California fire lights up the night.
Super bright red, like an alien sci-fi movie type of thing.
Showdown and impeachment deposition.
This needs to be transparent and open.
Getting the unexpected with automatic brakes.
You are just going along the road and your car just stops.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and hundreds of people had to flee their homes in Northern California overnight as winds pushed along a wildfire that's burning out of control north of San Francisco.
It's just super bright, like it's obviously a fire.
It was crazy. We were up there and like the smoke was up to the sky, like the hill was just smoke.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti on scene.
The wind gusts here picking up at times to 76 miles per hour, and we have watched over the past few hours as this entire hillside has become engulfed in flames. In fact, we were in an area higher up on this hill where the flames ripped around the corner so fast we had to evacuate. The smoke so thick we couldn't even escape it in our car.
The major utility PG&E has cut power to about 180,000 customers because of wildfire concerns. For many, it's the second time this month.
We are a little bit more prepared this time, knowing what may happen and how long it went last time.
This time around, I was prepared. I didn't have to go buy a generator. I already had it in place.
Well, now to Washington, where CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us there were political sparks over the impeachment inquiry.
We want to know what's going on.
About three dozen House Republicans tried to crash the deposition of Pentagon official Laura Cooper, but they only succeeded in delaying it by about 5 hours.
What are they trying to hide? That they won't allow voting members of Congress to hear what's going on in that room.
About a quarter of all House Republicans sit on the three committees currently involved in the impeachment inquiry. Several of them joined in the protest.
Members have had it.
Even though they're already allowed to attend the depositions and ask questions.
It's a pathetic stunt.
Democrats contend that closed-door hearings are necessary for investigations and cited both the Clinton and Nixon impeachment proceedings, which included closed-door interviews.
Well, President Trump referred yesterday to Republicans who don't support him during the impeachment inquiry as human scum. Mr. Trump also made some news when he spoke in Pittsburgh.
We're building a wall in Colorado. We're building a beautiful wall, a big one that really works, that you can't get over, you can't get under.
And Colorado is not along the southern border. The president later tweeted he was kidding. In the court battle over Mr. Trump's tax returns, meantime, one judge confronted Mr. Trump's attorney over what candidate Trump said in 2016.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
The attorney said if that scenario actually took place when Mr. Trump was in office, his position was he couldn't be prosecuted or even investigated for it while he was president. In lifting sanctions yesterday, President Trump praised Turkey for halting its military action in Syria. Today, Defense Secretary Mark Esper had a different take.
Esper started off the day with a speech in which he condemned NATO ally Turkey.
Turkey's unwarranted incursion into northern Syria jeopardizes the gains made there in recent years.
And asked about European criticism of the U.S. withdrawal, he said no one offered any better alternatives. And with that U.S. withdrawal, the fight against ISIS became more complicated. He'll talk to NATO allies here about their ideas on how to continue that fight. Cammie McCormick, CBS News at NATO headquarters.
An outspoken actress has filed a federal lawsuit against disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. CBS's Peter King.
Rose McGowan says Weinstein, attorneys David Boies and Lisa Bloom, and a security firm hired by Weinstein conspired to marginalize her before the Me Too movement explosion. She says they covered up decades of violence and control over her and other women and worked to discredit them. Weinstein's current attorney calls McGowan a publicity seeker looking for money. She says the suit has no merit.
Automatic emergency braking is new technology that advocates say will cut the number of rear-end collisions in half. But CBS's Chris Van Cleave tells us some drivers of vehicles that already have it have some issues.
For Cindy Walsh, just getting behind the wheel of her 2018 Nissan Rogue raises her anxiety level. It has slammed on the brakes three times for no clear reason when she says there was no risk of a collision.
First one, I was driving down a four-lane highway going about 55, and it completely came to a complete stop.
How do you feel about driving the car now?
I'm scared too.
Walsh took it to the dealer each time. Twice, she says they told her they fixed it. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now investigating the 2017 and 2018 Rogue after learning of nearly 850 complaints of false activation of the SUV's automatic braking system. Jason Levine from the Center for Auto Safety.
People saying they were turning it off. The technology can help and does save you and prevents crashes, but only if it's on and only if it's working.
It's supposed to sound an alarm and automatically brake if you're about to rear-end another vehicle. It'll be standard in most cars within 3 years.
Well, Washington Nationals fans who turned out in Houston are loving the World Series.
I'm so excited. This is so fabulous. I can't believe it.
Believe it. The Nats have a 2-0 lead over the Astros after a 12-3 win last night. Now a salute to the oldest living American who served as a sentinel in his military days at one of the country's most solemn places. CBS's David Martin introduces us to 100-year-old Jack Eaton.
80 years ago, he stood guard at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It has been guarded round the clock since 1937. Eaton became a sentinel in 1938 and served for 3 years.
At night, you're mighty quiet, and you do a lot of thinking about who that is under that marble statue there.
There are no records dating back that far, but he was able to prove his service by remembering details only a sentinel would know. So he was back, not just to witness another changing of the guard, but to see his name go up on the honor roll of those who have stood watch over the unknown.
That's going to be up there forever.
Never will I falter, the sentinel's creed reads, and though his step has slowed, Jack Eaton never did. For 100 years and counting. David Martin, CBS News, Arlington National Cemetery.
Just in time for cold and flu season, a management consulting outfit has found that a lot of us go to work even when we are sick.
The survey finds that 90% of people go to work sick, risking infecting others with whatever illness they have. Trey Barnett at Robert Half explains that more than half said they have too much work to do.
Felt like if they took any time off, they would be even more behind.
He says others think their bosses would give them the side eye.
They felt pressure from their employer to be present.
Barnett says people should consider talking to their bosses about ways to work remotely and find out if there's a way to take the time off. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Well, there's no cure for cancer, but authorities in New York say a mother and son allegedly peddled something that looked like one online, and they say they were selling, in reality, a toxic apricot seed concoction that raked in more than $850,000 in sales over the last 6 years. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.